Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuel delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance tracks.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right, Trigger, Rick, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, Mick?
Sir.
Hey, man, I need some music, man. I guess I'm going to have to get with get Gunn and Pick on here, man. I thought he would have something done for me by now, but show seemed kind of dead without not having no introductory music.
Yeah, that guy's slow about doing anything, man.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, it's Thursday again, and I'd like to welcome everybody back. I think today is going to be a rather interesting show. We got some special guest people that are going to be coming on, talking about some upcoming events, some stuff that's going on this weekend. And pretty much that's about it. No racing really got off this past weekend due to the rain. GRF was supposed to have a race at VMP last Saturday, back half shootout, and some, I think, a 490 and 590 index racing and stuff like that, which didn't get off due to the rain. And they got a few players on the phone today. Okay, Joe, hold on. We got some players on the phone today that we were trying to get something started with the Texas guys, and due to them having prior engagements on dates close to the date that was trying to be planned here, the Texas guys can't make it, so it's going to be like a Maryland versus Texas grudge event here in Maryland. But the show will still go on, and there still will be some big-name people at this event, heavy hitters and with cars and people that the fans want to see, local and out-of-town people. And, Mick, do you have do you know Pro Stock Joe's number?
Yes, sir. He's in the queue now.
Okay, yeah, can you open the line?
Pro Stock Joe, your mic is open.
What's up, Doctor?
What's going on?
Oh, man, we were just having some fun on my damn show, but I promised to get on your show, so I said shit. I said, if Tricky Ricky let us come over to your show and cut up, because we was like, at the end of the show, you and I would be cutting up a little bit. We were starting to cut up a little bit. So
I've been listening to the show the whole time, so I heard it all.
Oh, yeah, we said, well, we're going over to Tricky Ricky's show and cutting the hell up, man, because they said you ain't going to... They said, you talking about damn parts over there. They said that's the North Race to talk about parts. So they were talking to shit. So I don't say that about the North Race. I say, I'm not going to say that.
No, but hey, let me clear that up. That's more of the Midwest. That's the Midwest guys and the New Jersey, New York guys.
Y'all don't get into parts.
I won't agree with that one. I won't let you say that about the DMV. We don't get into all. Well, let me take that back.
Ricky, don't make Ricky. I like you.
I don't want to tell your ass.
But you better straighten it, because I'll tell, damn
it. It's not so many people around here to do that, but there are a few. Let me say that. But anyway,
you want him. What you mean, not so many? You want him, baby.
How you figure?
When Baldy came up there in the damn mountain, what the hell was you telling Baldy? Baldy, when we came up there for MegaFest, we came up there with the MegaFest with DMV, and Baldy came up there and wanted to get some races off up that way. What the hell you was telling Baldy about what kind of disc he had and what kind of daddy he had and all kind of crap? I'm like, Tricky Ricky, please. I told you I was going to make your ass famous. Now, when did your ass start getting famous? When I started talking about you. When did you start getting famous on a national level?
Is this the only thing that you can talk about, Joe? I'm just saying that's why the crowd, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying that
that sometimes y'all do talk about parts a little bit. I'm trying to be nice. I'm not trying to be mean, Ricky. I'm trying to be nice now, baby. Don't make me be mean.
Y'all been doing it down there all week. But it's cool. It's cool. Mick, any of the first numbers that I gave you, they on?
Let me have a little commentary about this weekend down at Macon. Can I have a little commentary about that, Rick?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
All right, everybody's on my phone. Y'all put your phones on mute because it's a live line, so put your phones on mute. Okay, thank you. Now we got a big race coming up in Macon this weekend. And we got a big race coming up, and I think the DMV got a race this weekend, too. Colonial Beach, right?
Yeah.
Colonial Beach, right. So I got a little something to say about both of those situations.
And you got William Brown's race down at Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah. And William Brown got a big race down at Outer Banks, too. Yeah, wow. So it's going to be a lot of racing this weekend. So let me tell you that about the big tire race on there. You got four guys going in the battle down there. And let me tell y'all, I'm gonna give y'all my prediction. I didn't do this on my show, but I'm gonna tell y'all who's gonna win this race. The team that's gonna win has all the qualities needed in order to pull this off. This team I don't think they have the best car in the field, but they are the smartest. I'm talking about the old jacks. These old slick jokers, Tony Wright is not going to be a factor because his car is not tested. He's not going to be a factor. Mario and the old jacks are going to be in the finals unless they race each other first round. Rock is going to go out first round, and Tony Wright is going to go out. But Rock done moved to California, and he done forgot how to race. Tony Wright, we ain't seen that blue leg since Jesus walked across the water and saw Moses. And beyond that, the old Jack is the only one that had their car out here racing and ready to race for the last couple of months. So that's why the old guy is going to win. That's my prediction on this $10,000 four horseman. And let me ask you a question. Did Jay Barnes, did y'all tell Jay Barnes he could use the four horseman name? Ain't that a GMG name, the four horseman?
No, that's a group, the guys group from Virginia.
No, I know. I said that's one of the guys, one of the groups that named Four Horsemen. Now, did y'all let Jay Barnes use y'all name?
I don't know.
He might have to pay y'all a license fee for
that.
He might have to pay y'all a license fee for that, because that's what he named his race, the Four Horsemen. But anyway, Purple Rain is coming to Virginia to beat the dog shit out of Short Dog. And that's another prediction that I got.
Who?
Short Dog gonna give Purple Rain the back tire at Colonial Beach this weekend, and Purple Rain should be giving Short Dog the damn back tire. That's because Larry gonna outdrive Troy. Troy always leaves second. Every race I ever seen Short Dog run, he always leaves second. What do y'all got? Because he used to that damn class race and stuff, and that's what happened. That's why he gonna leave second. But I'm saying, I don't know. I don't know what he'd be doing, but he left second. He beat every race I've seen him in. I've seen him in four major grudge races. And every one of those races, he left second. He let Tony Wright beat him out. Tony Wright can't beat no damn body out on the damn street. And Tony Wright beat his ass out. So you know he got work to do if he let Tony Wright beat his ass out. Do you agree with that?
I didn't see that race, but the last two passes I've seen Troy make, he didn't leave second.
Yo, he raced that Pro Mod. What's the boy's name that he beat up at Underground Stock? What's the boy's name with the Ford?
Jeff Rogers.
Huh? Jeff Rogers. What's the name of the car? The funny name.
Executioner.
The Executioner. Jeff left on his ass both times. He just couldn't go nowhere.
No, Jeff red lighted the second time. So I ain't gonna let you put that bad bone on that man like that.
Nah, hell no. Short Dog left. Okay, the first time didn't he get his ass told? I mean, okay, he still left second when the man red lighted. I mean, he still left second. But he had to leave second with the man red light. But the first time he had to go around that car.
Hey, look here, Joe. Well, I got AD, I got Sterling, and I got Ralph on the line. Hello, fellas. How are you guys doing? Ralph, AD, and Sterling.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's going on? How are you?
Okay. Is AC on there?
AZ?
I'm gonna get on mute.
Who's that?
He on mute.
That's AZ. Don't go on mute. I'm trying to get all y'all on so y'all can, we can all talk. Is Ralph here?
Yeah, can you hear me, Rick? I'm here.
Okay, yeah. How are you guys doing today?
I'm okay. I'm hoping Sterling HD doing well too.
Yeah, I'm doing good. All right. All right. Well, I think we also got Atomic Dog on. Hey, Mick, you see Atomic Dog line open?
Wait. Hey, could you call Terry? Yeah, Terry number, right?
Who, Terry?
Yeah. For New York.
No, I don't have Terry's number.
He's one of the numbers I texted you earlier today, Rick. I gave you five numbers.
The 914.
I think it's 914 number, yeah.
Yeah, 914-2566.
Mm-hmm. You call him.
Is Terry, you got Terry number on the queue, in the queue, Mick?
No, I'm calling it now.
Okay.
Hey, Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on? Yeah. Because I call in. Nobody call me. I call in.
Okay. Did you get your number there? I give you a number two.
AC.
Get going.
Hello. Hello. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Live on the radio with Tricky Rick. We got Terry. We got HD, Sterling, and Ralph all on the phone along with Pro Stock Joe. How you doing today?
Pretty good, sir. How you doing?
All right. And hope to discuss this upcoming event that y'all got going on and what it is that you all are trying to do. So
hey,
I'm gonna hand it to you guys and let y'all go ahead and huh?
Did you get the permit from the mayor? They gotta get a permit to light that missile up. They're gonna light it up on somebody's ass down in Georgia. Did you get the permit, Terry?
Well, I'm going to council with him tomorrow morning.
You got to get the damn permit, or you can't light that shit up. Now you gonna get
I know I'm gonna get it once they eat them and it's not gonna rain. Then I know I'm gonna get that. It's no problem, but I will get it. You know, these permits cost a couple of dollars. You know, they're not free. They're not free.
Okay. All right, we also got Atomic Dog on the line. His mic is open. Atomic Dog, how you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We good.
What's
we
up,
good.
Atomic Dog?
What's happening? What's happening?
Now, the other day we were trying to get something going with the Texas guys versus the Maryland guys, but I was informed by Tommy Dahl that due to the short notice and prior arrangement that the Texas guys already had, that they weren't going to be able to make it up. So just wanted to get Atomic Dog on to explain his side and what they had going on and then get the floor to Terry, HD, Sterling, and Ralph.
I'm a dog. We gonna have... be in the area. That's why he ain't gonna do nothing.
No, we wasn't worried about it.
You gonna be here? You break my heart, man.
Well, one thing about a broken heart, man, it can be fixed. They got they got devices for them things these days. No, man, we thought it was something we'll be able to put together. So I got on the horn and started talking to a few people down this way. And we had already had some prior engagements November the 3rd to head out to the East Coast. And, a lot of guys will say, man, that's kind of short notice, and it's only about 3 weeks apart, and it was going to be too hard for us to try to pull that off on such a short notice. Plus, one of the guys got to show up here on the 13th. So it kind of made things a little complicated, but I will say it, that's something that we will like to try to entertain. We just have to make arrangements to probably do it at a later date, probably sometime, in 2013. It's just short notice and a prior engagement to go to the East Coast on November 3rd. It kind of make it hard. We got a lot of people looking forward to that. So those two trips, that long far apart, I mean, that close together and that traveling distance, they didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, we still like to do it, man. We like what's out there, and we want to try to put them together, but just the timing is just too short of a notice,
You're coming this way the 3rd, you say?
Yeah, we're coming out there on the 3rd. We're coming to East Coast on the 3rd. Bunch of Texas.
Right. Coming where? You coming where?
We're coming to Macon. Probably about 10 or more, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right, next subject.
Well, y'all got the floor, so y'all can go ahead and say what you got to say about what y'all got going on.
Now, this is Sterling, dude. I got his back. Whatever he's trying to do, I'm lost sometimes when he's talking, but I got his back. Whatever he's trying to do, I'm down.
Ralph got the floor.
You want to pass it on to me? Well, anyway, Rick, what we're trying to do, and Atomic Dog down in
in Texas was just the first person that we were trying to entertain up here is a grudge roar at Capitol Raceway on October the 13th. Sort of like a North versus the South. You know, in everything you do, you got number one contenders. And as Postdoc Joe said earlier, the old Jacks are probably number one contender in their class, and they're going to be the headliner at the show. They are putting the show on along with Valley Boys Racing, and it's going to be a grudge fest. And we're entertaining anybody that feels they sit like the old Jacks or some of the other headline cars that we have there. And we're going to have probably like some 10-5 racing, sort of like a last man standing for 10-5 boys, hoping to include yourself and Melvin out of New Jersey. And we're still working on it. All the bugs are not worked out yet, but we're still working on it.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is Chris Locke on the line?
He was.
Yeah, I'm right here.
See, you, me, Sterling, Terry, y'all in a different league. You need to get somebody like that big head Rouse there to set this up for you. You throw him a bone, throw him about a half a bone, let him work that out.
To let him put it together.
God damn, not even a whole bone, I get a half a bone?
A half a bone, not a whole bone.
That's all you need.
Wow.
We can talk about that and see if we can get that together. Well, like I said, we're just working, trying to get stuff together, set up here, see what we can do. Good. Because, you know, when you do, that's why I'm not a promoter, see. When you do shows, I don't want to be a part of a race. It's just not going to be a quality race. You know, you need to put on a show that people want to see. Not no garbage, man.
Who's that laughing? Who's that?
Bunch of folks on the line, but I'd be more than happy to take my bone and help out with the show.
So when is the race supposed to start?
Comic Dog, are you bringing your car out here? When you come out here, are you bringing your slow mod? I mean, your pro mod?
Yeah, I'm bringing it out there.
I know a guy with a purple car got some unfinished business with you.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
I by the bed, Tommy Doe, you come this way and we don't give you some action, you know. Another car may just
move
you.
When is Tommy
Doe
coming this way?
AC, let me tell you something, AC. Trust me, AC. When we come out there, trust me, your number going to be called, bro.
But you know what, AC, y'all need to keep Sterling off the goddamn phone. He done said he coming out here November 3rd about 10 damn times.
November 3rd, coming where?
What day is he coming out here?
Oh, you big mother hit you. I didn't hear what he said he coming.
You know what I'm saying, HD? Tell Sterling, go get a damn Jell-O. Get a Jell-O pudding pop and shut
the
fuck up, please.
Where he say he coming?
Joe, tell him to turn his hearing aid up.
Yeah, I did.
We're coming to Macon, probably about 10 to 13 of us, maybe more. We're coming to Macon.
They ain't anywhere near us. I thought he coming up this way. He's scared to come this way.
Well, we're going to come that way first, so, you know. You used to go on down there. Be down there. Be down there. AG, trust me, your number's going to be called.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Tommy Dog.
They're going to get snowed in. You ain't got to worry about that, man.
Who you saying going to get snowed in, Ty?
Oh, hey, somebody in the OJ's crew. You know they can't race if all 700 years ain't there. Yeah, all 700 years. What, Mr. Rogers?
You know, you had me wake up early, you know. I'm trying to calm down. Let me calm down for a minute.
Okay. I ain't gonna bother you.
All right.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Big George.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up? What's up, Rick?
How you doing, sir? You have something you want to say?
Yeah, yeah. Is Post Doc Joe still on there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm right here. What's going on, Pro Stop?
I'm good.
Big Joe.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on?
What's up, Big Joe? It's my damn hero, bro. That's my hero, bro. Y'all don't give a shit about the old Jack or Tony Bynes or a dog or none of them. Jason, you know, I don't care about nobody, but Big Joe is my goddamn hero.
Yeah. Hey, it was talked about, man. Me and Willie Dog, we've been actually been able to get on two in the Russian twice. I mean, I would really like that to make that happen, man. I'd like to set it up here in Capitol to run with it, though.
You know what? You know what, Big Joe? I got a race next weekend at Fayetteville. If you come down there, you know what I'm gonna do for you? You know what I'm gonna do for you, Big Joe? I'm gonna give you some pocket change for gas money to come race with a dog next weekend, goddamn it, in Fayetteville.
You just
I'm gonna pay for your gas. Call me after the show. Call me tomorrow, and we'll discuss all the details. I'll see if Dog is interested, and we'll make that damn race happen. God damn it.
You got that. Hey, now, Rick, I'd like to know something. Next Friday, I will be given what you call a low-budget garage race. It's a six-car field, and I got the word Tuesday that, you know, it's moving forward. I talked to the people in Capitol. It's a buying class that we will be doing next Friday.
Okay, what time is that going to start?
Well, the first round will be at 8:30. The second round will be at 9:30. And the last two will be at 10:30. It's designed for the spectators to actually call the race and who race each other. I'm gonna pick the racers, and they will race. It's a buying
race, and Capitol's gonna match the money, and we're going to
make it happen like that for the low budget guys.
Okay, now what's the requirements of this race? Whoever that is with the background noise, can you mute your phone? What's the requirements
of this race?
Get in.
It's in a class motor, long as one stage of nitrous, a 2810, no W's, that's it. No 0.5, no nothing. Stock suspension.
Okay, so now you limited to 28. Before it was 29.
No, it was 28, always 28. Why use the 28? The 5 drag radios are almost compatible.
So it's a 29.
28. It's a 28.
No, I'm just saying, you said it's almost compatible to a drag radio. I said, so it's a 29.
No,
the 275 drag radio is compatible to the 28.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, they're compatible, but...
And the 315 is compatible to a 29. That's what I'm saying, so... I remember last week, that's why I said, was it just a 29-10-5, or could it be a 29-10-5-W? You said no W at first.
Right, it's no W.
But okay, if it's just a 28, then it's 28.
Yeah, and I also, I've talked to the Four Horsemen, Kenny Beatham, and talking to him, and Roger from G, from down Virginia Motorsport, and they'll support me. They're going to be coming up, and we're going to be setting up races on Friday. Them too. I got the support of Kenny Beecham, the Four Horsemen, and GDRF. I say GRF, Roger and them.
Yeah, GRF.
So, yeah, so got the support of them too. So this should be kind of interesting. So I'm gonna try. Tomorrow I'm gonna be down there. Starting to.
Y'all just take me out the equation of anything going on up here. Ain't that some shit?
No, this is really gonna trick y'all, because probably for real, Rick, I'm gonna try to run you. I'm gonna try to run you with that Kamal, you know, and see if you really got the skills to be a old time good racer. I'm gonna try you.
Uh oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I love Big George. That's why I love Big George. That's my fucking man. God damn, he'll wrestle in damn body anytime, any place. He might run the damn old deck. Big George, what you would take from the damn old deck?
Oh, man. I think I got to sit down on that one, man. I mean, they kind of. Anytime they got to get a permit for a missile, I mean, I can't do that right now.
It's going to be a date. Believe that.
Oh, yeah. They impressive, but it's going to be a day. I'm going to try them, too. I mean, they on the top of the line. I got to help them. You know what I'm saying? I got to get at them.
That's why I love Big George. That's my fucking man, man.
Hey, Frost.
Yeah, Big George, you know the old Jack's good and old now, so you got to make it happen the next damn 10 years.
It should be kind of interesting. I guess I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm going to have Mousy's son film this. It'll be posted. I'm going to get. I already got like 12 guys that's ready to go. So it should be kind of interesting. I'm trying to bring real world races. I mean, no arguments. I mean, argument, but no compartment who's faster or none of this. I mean, I don't want nobody to be injured, but. I mean,
you care to give out any names of who might be there?
No, not right now.
I mean, you know, because this is a local thing, so it's going to be some local people listening. They might want to know.
I mean, it's going to be like Juice. Juice, I'm going to put him in it. Mousy Jr., myself. Talk to a local boy going here like me. I mean, really, it's going to be picked two around one.
Really? Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to.
That's my bad.
I really
took. Damn. My bad.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be picked with. I kind of know Phil with. I mean, I don't know what everybody runs, but I mean, I'm close to what guys run and make a good head of racing, girls racing. So. That's my plan. It's already in motion, so it will happen next Friday.
Okay.
Well,
I'll be there to be a witness.
Okay. And I'm trying to get Ralph and them tomorrow, but I don't know if they're going to holler. I'm trying to get my rematch back on my van, too, in the Mustang, but he ain't said. I know he on the phone. Ralph on the phone.
Ralph, you still there? Ralph, you still there?
He was. I don't think he dropped off.
Yeah, well, when he get back on, I'm gonna mute
him. Well, I said the word to the guy Wayne, and Brian Claus replied back saying he don't get on the message board, but he's gonna pass the word on to him, and then get back with me.
Yeah, because I like to have that race back. I mean, I like it around. I just don't believe he can beat that car. I mean, he got to keep me to my nose, please. I don't believe he can beat it. So, and they put on the website. I mean, they may look like they just gorillas. So, they pick two races too. So I'm gonna stop there.
Well,
what
they made it look like was what it did. You know, they took a small tire car and beat a back half car with big tires on it. I don't know. Now, can you explain what this race was? What were the steps on the race?
Well, the race was, we give him the kick, and he had to put daylight in between. But, I mean, circumstances, I didn't know. I mean, I'm not making an excuse. He beat the guy. I mean, he ran a good race. Melvin ran a good race. But we wasn't at our best. But I'm not going to point fingers in what we did. We'll definitely be in good stride tomorrow, and we're going to try. But we not giving him nothing. We run him. I mean, I gave him his race. I hope he would be a gentleman and give us our race back. You know, that's it.
Well, I doubt it's going to happen, just from my experience dealing with him and Chad. But let me just ask this. What was the step on you giving him the kick? Because
why?
No, what was the step? Was there a time frame? Because, in other words, what I'm saying is y'all was on a
I think he was on the bracket tree. Then when the light went green, y'all like sat there like forever. You know, your guy was on the trance break and they hadn't even spooled up yet to leave. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I wasn't too happy with that, but that's the gouge step. I mean, I can't be mad.
That's what I'm saying. Was there a step on the time? Like once the light go green, you had a certain amount of time to go.
Actually, Rick, that was my mistake, and I didn't do it. So, I mean, it was in me to back him up. And, you know, really, all honesty, Rick, you know how I race. I took a man. I mean, I wouldn't try to make nobody blow their transmission convert up. I mean, not for no little bit of money. I mean, just intentionally. So, but I'm not going to think it was intentionally doing. But, I mean, you know, to make a man hold up that long on trans break, man, that was just, I mean, I watched it time after time. I mean, that was just ridiculous, man. I mean, for a little bit of money, I mean, these cars cost money. I mean, I didn't really believe they would do something like that there, but circumstance they did it. So, I mean, that just showed me that, I mean, that they not no real grudge racers. But, I mean, I'm not mad at them. I'm going to try to run them again if I got to run them with my own car and get the race I want. So, it don't really make no difference.
Okay.
Hey,
Ralph, are you still there? I guess Ralph dropped off.
All right. So, I mean, that's the plan right now. It's in motion. I think it's going to really work. Like I said, I'm going to talk to the guys. I'm going to have a little mousy song film. He's been doing a great job as far as putting the races and the videos on. In 24 hours on website or day. I mean, he's been doing an excellent job.
Yeah, hold on one second, dude. If any other Virginia guys are on the line, can you please text me and let me know that you're there so I can open your mic so we can discuss your race at Colonial Beach Saturday?
Yeah, I had talked to Keisham. He got a nice thing going on. I'm going to go down there and support him. Taking two cars down there. So, I mean, he really put effort to just grudge racing. You know, he said it won't be no holds up. It'll be tested soon. But the grudge race is ready. It's got the fraud. So, I mean, the way they got it set up, it seems pretty good.
Okay. We got Pete on the line. Mick, can you open 804-0433?
Say it again, Ricky.
804-0433. And 804-1541. Can you open those two? Oh shit! And we got William Brown on too.
Yeah. 804-03. Your mic is open.
Hey.
What happened?
All right, what's going on? Mick, did you get the other number?
Ain't nothing. Trying to get ready for the showdown Saturday, that's all.
Okay, I'm trying to get Kenny on.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes.
The 1541 number. Oh, I'm sorry. 804-1541. Your mic is open.
Kenny. Kenny, you got to unmute your phone. And we got another member of the Horsemen on. Can you open
804-7584?
You there, Mick?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you going. Yeah, we
okay.
Like everybody know that we got a little race going on down at Columbia Beach Saturday. The gates open up at 10. I was going to start racing around 1. And got some pretty interesting things going on. Should be fun. Should be some good racing. I know. Right now we got a little full call shootout we put together with me, myself, the Black Camaro, Quiet Storm, and we got Kenny. We got the Wright brothers, and we got Big Sexy. So we decided we're going to do a little shootout, and we got to draw the hat, and whoever we pull, we got to raise that man, and we racing for the money. So I know we got that going on, and we got I know we got a change in the flyer, because unfortunately you couldn't get your car together, so J.C. Richardson and Waylon Green have agreed to go do battle on Saturday. So I just let everybody know that.
We got a conventional head shootout, Pete. Tell them about that.
Yeah, we got a conventional head shootout, Rick. We started with 8 cars, battled like 16 cars. So what we're going to do is, if all the guys that say they want to do it come, then we're going to break them down in 2 separate fields, and they're going to be 2 separate pots. And we're going to do 2 eight-car shootouts, and then the winner of the 8-car shootout, the 2 winners, we're going to put up a different pot and let them run for it to see who the man is.
Okay.
Because we got so many like cars that want to do it.
One fast field and one slow field? Is that how you doing?
Well, I don't know who fast, who slow, because there's no time. So it's going to be, you know, we're going to put all 16 in the hat, and we're just going to try to make 2 ladders, and then you know, you don't know who you got to race, so you're going to pull who you pull, and you work your way through the ladder, and you're going to have one on this side and one on this side, and then we're going to put a positional pot and let them run for it because there's so many cars.
Okay.
Hey, Pete.
And then we got
small car shootout.
We have a little street car shootout, too. So we got a lot going on. Then we got Short Dog and Larry. They have 2 races going on. Short Dog's going to give Larry the back tire straight off the trailer, and then they're going to come back and run head up. And Pro Stock, I heard that shit you're talking. I bet you won't send none of that money if you haven't bet with Purple Rain.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Pete.
Pro Stock jumps. I guess Pro Stock jumps out. Who's that calling Pete?
It's George. Hey, Pete, I had talked to Kenny B. I mean, can you just put a little bit more information on, when I talked to Kenny, he was saying, girls racers from around here, they could come. I mean, I just want you to pick up on it for me, let people know. Girls racers coming from here, that they would make a purse and add as much as he could to it. I mean, can you give me a little bit more info? I mean, for the people, I already talked to Kenny, but can you elaborate on that?
About the small time shooter, Pete. My mother said we're gonna put some. We'll add money to the pot, whatever they want to do. We'll get all the cars up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, with the street car thing, yeah, George. We're gonna do that. You know, y'all can decide what y'all want to do, and we'll put them on top of it and make it happen.
Right. I just wanted the people to know that. Like I said, I had talked to Kenny, but I wanted the people to know this on the radio. Hey, Kenny, what's up, Kenny?
What's up, George?
No, I just wanted you to, you know, speak upon that, you know, as far as guys around here, so they can hear it and know what's actually going on. That's all.
Well, I think me and Pete on the same page on this, what we decided on. We was going to do the same thing as the conventional head shootout, but it really we're going to leave it up to the racers if they want to put that much up. It'll be, like, the conventional head is going to be like $300 a car, and if it was an 8-car shootout, it would be $2,400. We was going to add $600 on top of that. And make it an even 3,000 for the boys to shoot for. And if they all wanted to do, because we didn't have 8 designated small tire cars that were comparable when we put the flyers out, so we're going to do the shootout. And when the racers get down there, we'll get with you and whoever wants to get together to do it. If y'all don't want to put that much up, then we'll make it cheaper, and then we'll add to the pot too. We're just going to kind of go with a small tire shootout, depending on how many people wants to do it. And go from there. Well, that's we were basically doing it just the same as a conventional head shootout.
Okay. Like I said, I just wanted you to put it out there so they'll know. The guys around here just know. And it's just something to throw out there for them.
play. So
you got Don White against Sean. He talking about that, and who else we got?
What kind of card does the guy Sean have?
Sean's got like a 2x3. I think he got a 2x3 chassis car going against John White.
I mean, what kind of car is it?
Oh, it's a 66 Nova, Rick.
Oh, okay.
Big box with a small block.
Big block versus small block, huh?
Yes.
Well,
hey, Rick,
huh?
Is Running Bear on the show?
I'm not sure. I don't have Running Bear's number. He's been on the show.
Hey, George, I believe Running Bear gonna be in the house Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to verify that
we want to get his number. What's his number?
I don't know his number. We like to run him again down at y'all's show.
Kenny, Peter, Gene, either one of y'all know Running Bear number? He may be on the show, but I don't know his number.
No, I do not have Running
Bear
number. Hold on, let me see if I can get it,
Rick. Okay. All right, well, while you doing that, I don't know if he's busy or not. Mr. William Brown.
Come back to me. I'm in the store.
Oh, you're still in the store. Okay. All right, I'll come back. Just let me know when you're ready. All right. Yeah, that's William Brown. He got a show going on down in the Outer Banks this weekend also. So I wanted to get him on so he can let everybody know what he had going on. Mick, do we have any callers in the queue?
Yes, sir. 240. 62, your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
Hey. What's up, Mark?
How you doing tonight?
I'm making it. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Ain't no need of complaining.
Yeah, that's true.
Just listening to the show, man. They got a lot of stuff happening this weekend, so it's going to be, should be nice down there.
Yeah, it should be. Like I said before, I mean, it's enough going on that, you know, everybody should be able to eat.
That's
well.
It. I just want to share with everybody that October 6th, we headed to Capitol Raceway for the Battle on the Hill. Custom Tees Racing will be there.
All right, we definitely got to get y'all on, get that information out.
Yeah, maybe next week after things settle down, I'll call in and we'll got everything broken down, ready to roll. So I'm excited.
All right. That sounds good. I was trying to get a hold to John Crane, but was unsuccessful. So they got the promos at Capitol this weekend along with an invitational 25-car field dragster race and a 25-car field door-car race. But again, like I said, I was unsuccessful at reaching him this evening. But I'm sure everybody will be at the track to see what's going on and be there to check out the pro mod. So it should be interesting.
Hey, Ricky. Yeah, I want to go up and see how they do on the racetrack. I think it's going to be real good to watch them cars fly down that racetrack because she's nice. They did a heck of a job on that racetrack. And Rick,
yeah, I think you were there last Friday. I mean, I was staying up there on the track for just about all night, and from what I saw, you know, the track was good. I did see, to me, in my personal opinion, a lot of people doing stuff that maybe they shouldn't do, or, you know, maybe not knowing where to line up on the track. So quite a few cars spun and stuff like that. Maybe they had a chance not to, but, you know, I guess that's a part of racing. That's where you learn the rights and the wrongs and what to do and what not to do. But I think the track going to be on kill.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rick, while I got you real quick, I'm going to get off of here, but I just want to say I truly appreciate how you take the time to let everybody know what events are going on for the weekend and letting their promoters go on and talk about their races. I mean, that means – so, you know, especially when you're trying to grow the races and keep things going. I mean, you got the old jacks, you got the horsemen. You know, you got William Brown, you got me on here talking, man. I really appreciate how you put everybody out on the forefront to help promote what you're trying to do in the area. And Big George, of course, you know, he's going to let you know what's going on. So that's the way things are, and I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Well, on top of that, that's a lot of talking, and I'm not that talkative of a person, so I know, you know, if it's left up to me, I'm going to forget something. So I don't forget and fumble the pass. You know, I let the main people come on and say what needs to be said, so it's said the way it's supposed to be said.
Yep. Well, we appreciate you over at Custom Tees Racing. Larry and I truly appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate y'all, and I look forward to having you on next week, and we can discuss and go over what y'all going to have going on in October.
All righty, y'all have a good one. I'm going to mute the phone so I can listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
William Brown here. How you doing?
All right, what's up, William? How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing all right. Sorry about that situation. I'm out school shopping with my daughter, so.
Oh, it ain't a problem.
Good evening to all the fellas, promoters, racers, everybody on the phone. I got a race in Outer Banks this weekend. 100% payback gambler's race, $40 entry fee, $20 buyback. If it's 25 or more cars, we're going to put $1,000 on top of the purse. Got test and tune, $25 to test and tune all night long. Got grudge racing, $25 a grudge race. If you got a grudge race locked in, you get a priority. You just come and see me and my dad. You come to the front, and we'll make sure your grudge race get off once your money is locked in. We got a little fireworks display we're going to have going on, cooking baked chicken, and we're going to have a pig, which I tried to stay away from the pig because of high blood pressure, but they won't let me do it, so. I'm going to go ahead and put a pig on the grill and have a pig picking out there. And, you know, it's just a big cookout, holiday cookout, racing. Everybody have fun. If you can, make it. If you can't, I ain't mad at you. Thanks for listening to me. And I know a lot of racing is going on. And, you know, if you're in your racing area, I don't expect you to travel outside the racing area away from a racetrack and go and support the promoters that's having the races. That's what keeps the local racetracks open. So if you're near a racetrack that's having a race, go support your local track and your local promoter. And sooner or later, everybody's going to work together, and we'll get this situation straight. It won't happen the first year. It won't happen the second year. But sooner or later, we'll get everything straight to where everybody had the races on their dates, and everybody won't have the races on top of each other dates. And, you know, but it's just promoters out here getting their thing together. And, you know, it's not with so many dates, and up this way, you know, we get a short season of racing, especially with the rain and the hot weather. So, you know, there's no hard feelings whatsoever, and I think I let the guys know that. So, you know, do your thing, and everybody had great racing. Hopefully everybody supports their local tracks and their local promoters.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. I wish you success in your event, and hope y'all enjoy it and have fun at it. Are you running your car, or are you just
No. I gotta say that I got three more races left in ADRL. I'm number one in the points, so I can't take no chances. You know, the only way I would, you know, bring it out if for some reason Purple Rain wanted to get an ass whipping, but other than that, he's supposed to be up that way, so I'm gonna keep it in the garage.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you on being number one in the points. I remember you were second and been very competitive the last couple of races. It takes a lot to be competitive in the racing world, whether you class racing or grudge racing. I think maybe class racing may be a little bit more difficult to be competitive in, because you have so many different elements to deal with round by round and race by race. But on top of that, again, you know, congratulations. That's a,
I appreciate that. And, I appreciate everybody that supports me and watch on the internet. You know, I, regardless of what I do, I'm still a grudge racer. I'm still a class racer. You know, I'm a racer, period. So it don't matter. Whichever comes up, as long as it's racing, street car, fast car, funny car, drag, it don't make no difference. I'm a race, even to a foot race. But, you know, I just get in where I fit in. Yeah, I try to get in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? I love racing, and I race a lot, you know, and that's just what we do. You know, if I'm not racing my car, like this weekend, we got my brother got a Malibu. We call it the Jigaboo, and we are big block suspension ahead, one carburetor, one stage of nitrous. You know, we're going to take that out and play with it a little bit and let him, you know, let him do his little thing and shine. You know, the races, I named the race the Lookout National for a reason, because I got a lot of people around in the area and out the area that follow me on what I do. And, you know, it's just something to give back and let them shine for a little bit and let them have the track and do what they do. We got a lot of local grudge racers locked in already. And, you know, just let the guys have fun and do what they do and not try to take the spotlight from them. You know, let them have the spotlight.
Yeah, I got you. That's understandable. I think that's the same thing with what Big George is attempting to do here with his thing that he about to start doing with the 28-inch tire shootout.
Who is that talking, Rick?
That's Mr. William Brown.
How you doing, Mr. William Brown?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm fine. Maybe I can get you a number and get some more pointers. It sounds like you're doing the same. You didn't already get it. So I'd like to get a little pointers on it if possible.
Okay, ain't no problem. Yeah, it's, you know, I always like to do, like a lot of guys in our area, you know, they bracket race. I'm, you know, I'm right here like 15 minutes away from the Carolina, Elizabeth City line. So a lot of guys this way, they like to bracket race. So I throw on a little gambler's race. And then, you know, you got the guys who like the grudge race but don't have the money or don't have the caliber car to where they can travel and hit some of the major grudge races. So, you know, I just host a little grudge race for these guys to, you know, shine. And, you know, they're around hometown friends and, you know, people that they see every day. So, you know, that gives them a little outlook on life or, you know, be a superstar in their own way. So,
Right. I'd like to really, you know, call you. You can get my number for Rick, or I'll try to get your number. And I'd like to really get some more input. Like I said, I'm just starting. I'm a grudge racer. I'm like yourself. I can't run on feet, though. But anything else I'm trying to, I got a lot of guys that race for me around this, in the Washington, D.C., within the Maryland area. I mean, they support me, and I got a lot of supporters. And I'm just trying. You know, small guy, a low-budget guy, he want to race, but he's scared because of the money. But you got a lot of low-budget racers, man, and they deserve to get an opportunity, too. I mean, that's just, you know, I feel they should have a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
the main thing, you know, because, I mean, I started driving when I was 16 years old, started driving 890 car, you know, and, you know, you didn't get the shine of the regular guys that, you know, the won the races and did this and did that. So, you know what I'm saying, I'll never forget where I came from. I started from the bottom just like anybody else.
Right.
Like I said, it's all right. I like to get your number, and I'll get it from Rick. You know, I will be, you know, trying to get some information. I'm 100% about leading information. If you want to go fast, you got to ask somebody.
ain't no wrong with that. My number, if you got something to write with, I'll give you my number out. You know, just anybody. Anybody that, you know, want any information or anybody that want the doors taken off or the paint stripped or something like that. And, I'm willing to knock some of your doors off and strip some of the paint off the car.
Okay, what's the number?
757-438-6775.
Okay. You got something right where you can take mine down if you got something right.
Well, I'm still in the store, walking behind my door. She's shocked. So,
I get it, or either you know, you get Rick to give it to me, either or.
Well, I'll be calling you. I mean, I'm starting it up tomorrow. I'm actually walking around and getting, you know, a feedback on guys. I'm going to film it. It's going to be on YouTube.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm going to talk to the guys. And like I say, this race is built on actually, you know, you might not think, but the spectators really know what, almost know what a person runs. So when they call a race, it's a good race. You know, that's how I'm
right.
building this one up. So
right.
that's how I'm
right.
doing it. But I will be getting in touch with you, man. Thank you for the time and nice meeting.
All right, yeah. Thank y'all for having me up here. Like I say, you know, I am in the bodywork business. Anybody needs some paint stripped off, you know, they think about getting another paint job. I'll sure pull your paint off if you let me. And everybody know what I run, so it ain't no secret. So I ain't scared.
That's right. Maybe I'm out to check out your brother's car.
Let me ask you a question, William, what you saying that right there.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel as though that, you know, you see you're a grudge racer and you're a class racer, but everybody know what you run because you class race. With you being in the grudge game, do you think that the excuse of you got a time on your car is an excuse to get out of a race, or is it honestly that it can put a time on someone else's car that you racing?
Well, it can be either or. It can put a time on somebody else's car sometimes. I mean, it's going to be close, but it's not going to be accurate, you know. And the only way to know somebody's accurate time is to see it printed up on the board or on a ticket. But, you know, my car don't go as fast on every track. You know, and that goes the same for everybody else. You know, if you run a 35 this week, it might not run but a 37 if I, you know, travel down south or something with the heat or the track is a little bit worse. So,
right.
I mean, you know, I'm always been to that point that if I can beat you or I know I'm close to you to be close enough to beat you, I'll try you. And really, everybody's smart enough to know, even myself, smart enough to know you can look at a car and basically get close as possible to what he can run compared to your car. You've been around racing a lot.
Right.
I mean, the fans the only one that don't know.
Okay. Well, I asked that question because I do the same, and I've heard the same thing, that people don't want to race because I done put up a time. But some people that say they wanted to race me came to race me just because of what they saw, and they felt as though they could beat what they saw.
Right.
So
yeah, it don't really matter to me because, you know, I mean, either you're going to race or you ain't. And a lot of the guys are not talking about none because, you know, it's your preference on what you want to do. But most of those guys, they sit around half of the year, might race twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you sitting close to me and I'm pretty sure that I got a good chance of beating you, I'm going to try it. And that's how everybody should be, really. I mean, you know, they sitting back because a lot of guys, they like to have the advantage, you know, which everybody would like to have the advantage, but you don't get as many races when you're waiting on to have the advantage on somebody else.
Yep. Okay.
So I just like racing, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do, but you know, that question been on my mind quite a bit because I really didn't see the difference. Well, you know, what difference it made if a car got a time on it when, just as you just said, you've been around cars long enough, you can look at the car and pretty much get a ballpark of what it's capable of running. It may not be right, but it's a ballpark, and 9 times out of 10, if you're around those cars that's racing and you seeing who they racing, you can pretty much judge what the car runs, you know, by the competition
right.
that they run against. So.
Right. I mean, you know, and a lot of guys go off of, you know, all the boys got the flame stuck out the side of the head and all he's flying and stuff. Like, I've seen boys spit out flame as long as my feet or you know, my body. And won't run but a 40 or 30. I don't put out no flames whatsoever. And, you know, I run a 30. So, you know, a lot of people look at that, and, you know, they look at the way a car is or something like that. But, I mean, that don't really matter. It's all in how you got it tuned and what you got, what you spent your money on. That's what makes it go fast.
You're absolutely right.
All right, William, well, I appreciate you coming on, man. If you want to, you know, continue to tune in while you're on mute, while you're out doing your shopping, we appreciate it. Again, I appreciate having you on and get out some information for your show.
All right, I thank y'all for having me on, man. And like I say, everybody, I hope everybody have a wonderful holiday. You know, everybody had a good race. And like I say, support your local promoters and your local tracks. That's what keeps the gates open.
Hey, Rick, is that downtown William Brown?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's downtown William Brown.
Mr. Brown, it's your brother from another mother. This is Monster. You know we're cheering for you over here at every race, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, every time I see Larry, he said, man, he said, you know we're cheering for you. We hope you get that.
And we sent Competition Plus an email why they didn't put the picture of you with the car on it like they did the other guys.
Well, you know why that is. You know, they're going to put the car up there until they're forced to put my picture up there at the end of the year anyway, if everything worked out. So it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, so, but you got to be fair. If you put the other ones up there, you should put everybody.
Right.
Yeah. But we sent them a nice email, and they responded back and apologized. So.
Right. And mostly everybody that follows ADRL, they know I'm the only black guy that's, you know what I'm saying, that's running in there. You know, and I followed behind Bert's footsteps. You know, Bert was doing it. So, I came over there and ran 10 miles for a little bit. And, you know, I enjoyed it. And now Bert's home. So, you know, and I know his ultimate goal was to win a championship. You know, not alone just win a race, but win a championship. And be one of the first black guys in the ADRL to win a championship as being a minority. And, you know, I'm trying to hold that torch for him and go ahead and carry it all the way to the end.
What I tell you, I said, God will make a way if you keep your faith. And I truly believe that's the way that you have to do this game.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No
doubt. Tell your dad, I say, hey, have a good one.
Okay, y'all take care, man.
All right, Wade. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, I'm on mute.
Yeah, you're on mute. All right, that's what's up. Now, I did have a bit of a topic, and if you care to chime in, please do so. But my topic today is, what does it take to be competitive in racing? Not specifying any particular area of, well, what does it take to be competitive in drag racing? I'm not specifying whether it's grudge racing or class racing. Is what does it take to be competitive in racing? Because anybody can have a car, and anybody can have a motor and everything, but that doesn't mean that they can win or going to win, nor does it mean that they can be competitive against a competitor. So that's my topic. If anybody on the line would like to address that now, you can do so, or we will go to the phone line now. Anybody out there would like to address that? Okay. Mick, you there?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any callers with you?
Yes, sir. All right, 540-5459. Your mic is open.
Oh shit! Hey, how you doing, man? I hit the button. I didn't know it. But I'm.
Big George, man.
I'm backing him up. This is Eddie. I'm just listening. I got a little cough. I play with Big George a lot, but I didn't mean to hit the mic.
All right, well, Eddie, I appreciate you coming on, whether you was listening or you know, wanting to talk, but it's cool.
Yeah. What's up, Rick? How you doing? I like the show, man. I listen to y'all every Thursday.
I appreciate it.
Mess with Big George a lot, and I was just listening. I must hit the damn thing. I'm sorry.
All right, not a problem. Did you hear my topic? Would you care to comment on my topic?
Man, I'm new, so I don't really know too much about nothing, you know what I mean? I'm just really getting in the game. I told Big George I'm going to come back up the road and mess with him.
All right, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Well, I appreciate your support, sir.
All right, man. Thank you. I'm sorry for that.
You can just either press the 1 and take yourself out of the queue or just mute your cell phone or your phone or whatever you want.
All right, man. I'm sorry. All right, thank you.
No problem. All right, next call.
301-6209, your mic.
She has pink shirts, they have black or white
bottoms. Hello?
301-6209, your mic is open.
Yeah, because that's probably only because it's like
hello, caller. Pink shirt, black something, 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 something.
All right.
Okay.
252-0062, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Yeah, just listen.
Who is that?
Just listen.
Okay.
All right. 804-2227, your mic is open.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Is William Brown still on the phone? Want to know about knocking off doors? I do body work, too.
You said he was. Yeah, that's, William Brown.
That short dog, I can imagine.
I need some paint knocked off my car.
You want me to do some stripping for you, short dog?
Please.
I thought we won't want to talk about this.
Well, I didn't know. I heard the number go across. I was just like, hold on, what's up?
We can hook up.
Hey, Will, keep shop. Follow your daughter and get her everything she wants.
Oh yeah, I'm done. The mall closed. I done did a little bit too much. I gotta stop spending because. You done spent a tad bit too much for the day.
Oh, okay, yeah. Stop her then, stop her.
Yeah, everything good. Well, I'm in the car headed home now, so we good to go.
Oh,
hey,
I was just on the phone. I was listening,
yeah.
Rick. I just want to let you know
okay.
I'm on here listening.
Hey, Rick.
All right.
Yes, why is on my mind? Too much of anything to leave a sour taste in your mouth or make you get tired of. And I'm speaking to all the promoters and everybody that wants to do races or start doing races. You know, like I said, too much of anything, you know, you get tired of it. It's too much of drinking sodas or too much of drinking water. Sooner or later, you get tired of it. So, you know, that's a little food for thought. You know, if you're going to do grudge races and y'all going to start doing grudge races or, you know, you're thinking about start doing grudge races. Just don't do too many. You know, you wear the crowd out. The economy is bad. You know, you wear people's pockets out. You wear cars out. You know, just try to keep it to a minimum, and you know, not telling nobody what to do. But you know, just think about it.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I think that the general consensus here is because. You know, it's nothing really going on, nothing has been going on, and people trying to start it. You know, it started off with Larry T event in May. So everything been trying to, like, you know, piggyback off of that, but keep the momentum going. But at the same time, I understand what you're saying because we ran into that with class racing last year where we was racing like just about maybe like 3 times a month. And when you're trying to run back to back week in and week out like that, you know, after a while you may be able to do it, but you know, towards the end of the year you're like, man, this is wearing me out, you know. And like you said, now the economy is not what it was, so that's making it even worse. But I think, like what George is talking about, you know, I think that would help the area because there are some guys that fit that criteria that want to race but don't want to class race, but then they might not have enough money to grudge race.
You know what I mean? So that's something that they can get into and basically have the best of both.
Right. Right. And it's good. And Big George, if I'm not mistaken, from up Capitol way. I'm thinking they was going to sell the track or something like that. When Cunningham got the lease up or something like that, the track was going to go away. And, you know, for to do that, that would hurt, you know, that area up there because we used to travel and go to Capitol when they had those quick eights and stuff like that and come up there and try to support. And it's a nice track, nice facility. And you know, it has a lot of potential and you can do a lot of things up that way because you're in a metropolitan, you know, area. So you can get a good crowd and stuff. You know, it's just... he's coming up with a good idea, and that can be good for his area and maybe other people that's thinking about it, doing stuff like that in their area, you know, to get a low-budget guys, low-budget grudge racer guys, or just, you know, low-budget guys are just, some guys don't gamble, you know. It's just like in the street. You know, when I first started driving, we didn't do a lot of gamble. We might ran for a case of beer or something like that. You know, so, you know, you just got guys that just want to race for bragging rights and not have to put up any money, and they just want neighborhood bragging rights, and that's cool because it's still drag race.
Hey, William Brown.
Just Brown.
Hey, this Short Dog again. And yeah, that's just like, you know, with me, William Brown, you know, I used to run ADRL. I was the very first one that ever ran ADRL with a power glide and went through the finals with it. But...
Right.
You know, it was fun when I was doing it, and then I get into what I started with, and there's no fun in that. So I actually go back to what I do. I'm going back racing, and everybody sees me every week.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm tired
of
that old nonsense.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I love racing, and I don't care what kind of, when I rent a car, and I'm probably going to be saying that, but sometimes when I get a rental car and go out of town to a racetrack, I race the rental car. So it don't matter how fast I'm going or what I'm doing. I just like going down a racetrack because that's in my heart, you know. And, it don't matter. Crap class racing, you know, me and my crew, I set my crew down over the wintertime and let them know, you know, look, I want to go ADRL racing. You know, for top scores, at least try for this 1 year. You know, we can make something out of it if everything work out, you know. And, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to concentrate on this. The season ends in October, so you still got plenty of racing down south that you can do grudge racing or whatever else you want to do.
Well, I'll be in ADRL guaranteed all next year. Man, I'm going back to what I do, too. I'll be over there with you. You're struggling to go.
I appreciate the help.
I'll be there.
Put my shoes on. So you gonna leave the grudge racing alone?
It ain't no more grudge racing. They didn't these promoters and these ones that run their mouth. Ain't no more grudge racing. Grudge racing.
I gotta step outside real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
I'm going to go out and race a few of the ones I want to go race, Rick, and that's
I'll be right back.
I'm going to do it.
No, you can't go. I'll be right back.
Hey, Short Dog.
What's going on, George?
Hey, no, I'm chilling, man. Just chilling.
I think his kids jumped him.
All right. Let's take another caller here. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick.
80. Yeah, your mic is open. Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Well, look. Open the mic on that 577-2033.
What's the number again?
534-577-2033.
Hey, running back.
Yeah.
What's up, running back? Big George.
Yeah, I've been sitting there listening to y'all for quite a while.
Yeah, we like to get that race again Sunday, man. Can that happen?
Sunday.
Saturday.
Up at Virginia Beach?
Yeah,
if I'm going to Virginia Motorsport Park on Friday night, if nothing happens to my car, then I'm going to be up there.
Okay. We'd like to get that race back one more time.
Okay. We can work that out.
Y'all are bringing that Nova, that two-tone Nova up here?
You talking about brother, the gray one? Or you talking about the black and red one?
Yeah, the black and red one.
I don't know if they got the black and red one back together or not, but my brother, he got his the gray one back together.
I hear tell. I mean, is it true enough to say the 79 one back together too? Is that right?
No, it's the motor. They got the motor, but they ain't got it all back together yet.
So it won't be ready this weekend?
No, it's probably. Well, they might not run until the very last part of this year or next year because. They got some things they want to do to that car before they need a set of headers. They want to bring them out the front and all that kind of stuff. But when they come at you, believe me, you better be ready.
Or stay ready. You know that.
Okay. Well, look. After I crack up on that Nova, can I get a piece of that Camaro you get?
No, I'm put my Ventura back again. I went to a stock suspension car now. I'm trying something. The Camaro ready, but I ain't going to bring it down. I'm getting ready for Fayetteville with that car.
Oh, okay. All right. I hear you.
Hey, hello. Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I walked outside. My phone cut off.
Are you trying to tell us you can't talk across the street?
I was trying to get out of the house. So my little man came home. And he was starting to ask me a bunch of questions. And I forgot I ain't had my phone on mute, so I was trying to go outside. And when I closed the door, I put the phone in my pocket and the phone hung up.
Hey.
But what's going on with you, sir?
Yeah, I was just talking to Big George. He wanted to get that race back. I told him he can get it. I get it. If nothing happens to my car Friday night, then I'm gonna be in Longview Beach Saturday with JC.
Yeah, I heard y'all. I gotta get your number so I know when you're on the show, or somehow let me know when you on.
Okay, I have been on that from the beginning, but evidently you ain't recognize the number. I'm on my home number right now.
Well, I don't see the number. That's why I said you gotta let me know that you're on.
Right.
Because I don't know your number, and I'm not running the board. Nick runs the board.
Okay.
Hey, how was what's going on with Red?
Red, are you going to be in Colonial Beach? He going to be in that eight car shootout up there, conventional head?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he going to be up there. As a matter of fact, he just called me a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, as you heard earlier, I still haven't gotten my car together. Matter of fact, I go to pick my engine up tomorrow.
Right.
But I'm still willing to entertain giving him the back tie at Capitol. Or matter of fact, he said he'll run me head up. So
with the Malibu.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did say that. He's staying behind that one.
Okay, so I'm still willing to entertain that if he's trying to come up. I know before they were saying that he didn't know how much longer he was going to be racing due to the situation with his son.
I think his son is getting a little better, and I think because I talked to him the other day, and matter of fact, he called me, and I think he's still willing to entertain that one.
Okay. Well, once I get the motor sat down in the car, I will bring somebody.
Okay. That'll work.
So that could be something that can happen within the next couple weeks.
Yeah. Any guys coming down to Virginia tomorrow night, ladies' night?
That I don't know. I haven't heard nobody said anything about coming down there. Well, not saying that they're not, but nobody said anything.
Right.
What's going on tomorrow? Just a regular ladies' night?
Yeah, they got the 549 and the 50 index player. And they got a few grudges.
Already set up?
I believe, yes. So they got. I know they got one that's already set up. I was trying to pick on my friend Iron Muse and let him give me the back tires so I can bust his head open, but he don't want to bite.
You say Iron Muse?
Yeah.
He don't want to bite, huh?
No, he don't want to bite. Oh, we got...
Hey, you heard my topic?
Yeah. That you were talking about... let me see, what were you talking about?
What does it take to be competitive in drag racing?
It takes...
Whether it be class racing or grudge racing.
It takes knowledge and heart. That's all it takes.
And a
good car. Yeah, and a good car. Yeah, how fast it is, as long as a good car. I had an 11-second car, and I had a lot more fun than I'm having now. And I ran a lot more races, and I beat a lot more guys, even though I had to spot a lot of them. But all it takes is a little knowledge of what you're doing and some heart.
So if you got a faster car now, why is it that you get less races with a faster car versus a slower car when you get more races?
Because some of the guys, they're stay on the fence and they'll talk a lot, but when it comes to get down to it, they won't race you because figure you might beat them. They're gonna lose face or something like that. You know, it don't matter. I win some and I lose some. You know, but I just like racing.
Okay, so that's where the heart comes into play.
Run the best. Yeah. Damn, run the best, but you still have a 11-second car.
Huh?
I thought you still had a 11-second car.
That's all. It's a small block. You know, I got a little bit of motor car.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand why you won't give me the back wheel with that big block you get.
Well, I mean, since we're on that subject, I mean, you ran around the track and said, shit, you caught us in the gate.
Huh? Well, that's just me. Like I said.
You ran around the track. Hey, hold up, man. Let me
get this slow. You ran around and hollering. Man, I should have gave you more. I caught y'all in the gate. I mean, you know what you said.
Hey, look. Who's this George?
This Big George, yeah. Is that what you said?
I said what now?
You said you came back to Charlie and us, and you said, man, that was easy. I caught y'all in the gate.
I did catch him in the gate because he was still in the tree.
Okay. Here we go. So, I mean, can we get a little more? Can we get it clear? How about that? We'll make it interesting. You kick us in clear. How about that? Is that confident?
If you put the odds on the money, yeah, I can get you the clear.
We that can happen. That's what I want to hear. I like you know something? You're in a 11-cent car no more. You like a 1090 car. But you are.
If you pay for the clear, you'll get it.
Okay, that's
the
goal. We'll go with that. We'll talk more about it down
at Surrey. Okay, I ain't hard to get along with.
Oh, yeah, you're fair. I like your style, man. You're a good dude, man. I like your style, man. You got a lot of heart, man. I can say most of you, but your brothers in there, man. They scared to death, man.
Well, you know,
young boy.
He's a young boy, but he ain't scared either now.
He's scared. I'm sorry, sir. He's scared to death, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, all honestly, I mean, and this should be a topic. What can you see when you look at a motor and a car? What can it tell you?
Well, now it can tell you some things. It can tell you some things, you know.
What
but
can it tell you? What can it tell you? Tell me what it can tell you.
Well,
just give me small. Tell me something small. What?
I can look at your motor and look at a motor with a set of big Duke heads on. And say you got a slow ass motor, I can do that. I can do that now.
Okay. I'll take that. Hey, Rick, I like it for you one time put a topic out there like that, man. I mean, you know, all honestly, you know, people say, man, well, I need to see your car. I mean, really, all honestly, what can they see? Okay, you got compression head or low head, or you got three or four staging lights. I mean,
let me ask this question then. What you saying that if somebody saying they want to see your motor, if they can't see nothing, then what's the problem with somebody looking at it?
That's right.
It's no problem, but what are you actually looking at?
Okay, but you're right. But see, there's a problem on both sides because some people don't want you to see their motor, and then some people got you can look at it, but what you looking at?
Okay, look, I respect
it. It depends on your knowledge of what it is that you're looking at or what it is that you know about motors that will determine what you're looking at. We can hear you talking, Mick.
A regular job on Sunday.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to put it to you this way. Last Friday, I had to run a guy in Richmond. I really had to run him in the blind. I never seen him before. He's a pretty good guy. His last name is his name is Wallace Corey. He had an 84 Chevy Camaro. And I was told the guy ran in the 30s and 40s or 20s, something like that. But I went over there and looked at his motor, and I said, damn, this man got a 572 cubic inch motor. And he had to tell me that. And we're on nitrous. And I got to run him with my small block. All I can tell you is...
Wait a minute now, run a bit. How do you determine cubic inches by looking at it?
There you go. Here we go.
I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you how to why. Anyway, let me finish my story first.
So
the man... you know, I was told, you know, it was supposed to have been a grudge match, and we supposed to have been matched up pretty good. And I said, damn, this man got a 572 cubic inch motor. And he on nitrous. And I'm running a small block. And my car, I know my car was heavy in here because he had a tube chassis car, and I was back half. I told him, I said, well, I know you got a 570 some cubic inch motor. And I told him just like that. All he did was laugh, right? And I said, I can't beat you, but I'm going to run you. Now, I ran him, and you couldn't tell the difference between when we went through the trap. Nobody knew who won until the light came on. But I knew when I looked at that motor, there wasn't no regular 454. There wasn't no, because it was. First of all, the damn motor was too damn neat. When I looked at that boy's motor, I thought he had borrowed the motor from J.C. Richards.
Yeah,
but you still haven't said how did you determine it was 572 cubic inches?
Well, I know it was over 500 cubic inches. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
He can't tell you how he determined it. He just said by looking at it.
Running back.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know somebody told you before you even ran it. Come on, man.
I swear to God, ain't nobody told me. Ain't nobody told me nothing, man. And
you ain't gonna run nobody until you almost short. And you ain't like you
run
stuff, man.
Hey, George. Hey, Big George. You remember when we was up in Maryland, I came over to your car, and you wouldn't open the hood on it?
Yeah, I mean, that's just my strategy.
Okay, I ain't got nothing against that, but I walked around your car and looked at it. And I told you, yeah, I'll ring your head up.
Yeah.
You know why I told you that?
Why?
Because I know I can whip that ass.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't have to look at your car, but I swear I thought you were sweet. I said, let me get him quick.
hey, wait a minute. This was a question I did want to ask you. The Camaro that you have, was that Bo's old Camaro?
The Camaro that I got?
Yes, now.
It belongs to, it used to be called the Dutch. It belongs
to Tony Vine's old car.
Tony Vine's old car.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, running man. Hey, big Joe. Yeah, go ahead, running man. Joe, it's Charlie. Yeah, go ahead, Charlie. Running man on the line. Hey, my thing, when looking at the motor, everybody want to look, but then they don't run. If you're serious about running and you look and don't run, you should get a man $50. If you want to be curious. I mean, you should pay for looking if you change your mind. Since you don't know what you're looking at.
I mean, you know, people like what they like, you know, because a lot of guys say, well, running back, you running two stages nicer. I said, look, I'm not running two stages. And the guy scooped me down that I was running two stages. I said, I'm running one stage. I said, I got two systems, but I'm running one stage. I can't run both systems. Run one or the other. You know, and they wouldn't believe me. I mean, it's just like, you know, they wanted me to unhook my nitrous and all that kind of stuff, man. I ain't put it on there to unhook it.
Yeah, but, hey, Charlie.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, running back said he'll give you, running back said he'll give you the kick and the clear. He said you got to offer. You got to pay for the clear.
When I told him I thought I had one, he said, well, I caught you in first gear. I caught you before you moved. So, I mean, what's the plan? I mean, why did I hurt?
How can you think you had one when you was behind me when we went through the eighth mile?
Now, when you told me before you shipped the second gear, you had told me. I mean, that's
right. You're right. When I shipped the second gear, I went on past you.
Well, I mean, what's the clear at this point?
Big George said you wanted the race back, and since I run my mouth so much that I'll be able to give you the clear. I said, yeah, I'll give you the clear if you make the money right.
Well, you give me all three things, and we'll make it however you want to make it.
I'm only going to give you the break and the clear.
Well, I mean, we can work something out with that.
All right.
Like you said, you caught me right after 60 foot last time. I chased you all the way down the track. But I want to throw it again.
Please, but okay, yeah. I was a little slow that time. I should have caught you before you moved. I was a little slow on the street. One of us was slow moving because I should have caught you before you moved.
Hey, running back. Well, you can do something and do it dollar for dollar.
Hey, so what you saying that you was a little slow on the tree and you should have caught him before he moved. What was I'm just have fun with this. What was JC problem then?
When he ran. Don't go there.
What was the problem?
Look, my wife said here, don't be talking about her cousin like that.
Yeah. I just wanted to know what the problem was. That's all. All right, but look, Mom. When we do the rematch, it's gonna be the same result.
I tell you what. When y'all do the rematch, it's gonna be a different story.
No, it won't.
Okay, well, look.
It ain't no way in the hell that low motor should have beat up on that big motor like that.
You got away with one trigger. Keep your finger crossed.
I did my job.
Yeah, you did what you're supposed to do. When a man is down, you're supposed to kick his ass. Ain't no doubt about that.
Wait. How was he down?
His shit won't work. His shit won't work.
He should have paid the punk out. I mean, I'll ask this question. How was it not right? Can you elaborate on that?
It was laying down in high gear.
Shit, that motherfucker wasn't laying down. He was pulling on me, but I was still in front of him, so he wasn't laying down.
Well, Ricky, all I can tell you is the next time, I'm hoping y'all don't run before I can get my little money in there, because it's going to be a different story next time.
Oh, okay. I hear you. But I just wanted to float that out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things happen. Sometimes some stuff happens beyond your control, and You know, and he knew the car was laying down, but he gonna run you anyway. Which probably I would have done the same thing because, you know, if I didn't put up my punk out money, hell, I ain't gonna just get to it. I'm gonna run you if I get my butt whooped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean I think it was better to lose a little bit of money than lose a whole lot.
Well,
you know, it is what it is, and that's the same philosophy I had if I was there at the track. And if I was able to make the pass, regardless of what was happening, I'm there with the car, he there with the car, damn it, we're going to go at it, well, win or lose.
Yeah, that's basically what it's going to be. I mean, JC, usually if JC make a date, then he's going to try to keep it. You know, win or lose, you know, that's just him.
I respect the man. I mean, I haven't heard a whole lot that's been said, but I have not heard anything from JC or out of JC's mouth himself, so... You know, I respect that.
Yeah, well, you know,
up in the now we got the same thing when I lost to Kenny. You know what I mean? I lost. We shook hands and talked at the end of the track. I paid him his money right there before anybody got there.
Right.
That's how a racer should be.
Yeah. See, JC, believe me, he ain't saying nothing. That's the way he is now. When you get ready, believe me, you'll hear from him.
Well, I hope I hear from him soon.
It ain't going to be long now. It'll be quicker than you think. But look, if you give me the same race I'm giving Big George, I'll go to you with my stuff.
What's that?
Huh?
What, everything under the sun?
I ain't giving him everything. I ain't going to give him everything now. I'm going to give him what I think the race is fair. I'm going to give him the go and the clear. That's all I'm going to give.
I give you the back tie and the clear.
With your Malibu when you come out.
Yeah, I give you the back tie and the clear.
let me get back with you.
No, goddammit.
Seriously, though. Uh-huh. Let me get back with you. Like I say, you know, I hate to say I'm going to do something and then something happens to my car and I can't do it. See, I'm gonna do what I got to do tomorrow night. Then I'm going to do what I got to do Saturday. And then if my car ain't broke or nothing's wrong with it, then I'll talk to you.
All right, not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's my kind of race. You know, I love to mingle with them big blocks.
So you won't love to mingle with this one?
Well, ain't but one or two things going to happen. Either I can whoop that ass or you can whoop this ass. That ain't but two things going
to
happen.
I don't like
but I'm gonna tell you one thing.
But I started with JC, damn it, so you can follow right behind him.
Well, you all I can tell you, just go through the whole camp, cause we coming at
you. Hey, if I gotta put Merlin on my back and beat up the whole Virginia by myself, damn it, I guess we'll have to. I'm gonna have to. That's right, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, you're gonna have to, cause I'm gonna tell you.
Hey, tell Mom, I hear her in the background talking.
Hear you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Kenny. Are we still going to do a little dance on the 14th at Capitol?
Yeah.
I also want to put it out. Well, I forgot to put it out there before. You know, we're new at this promoting thing, trying to do the right thing the first time, put a good show. But we're giving away school supplies. I know it's on the flyer, but I don't know if everybody ain't got a flyer. But giving away school supplies for the kids, first come, first serve. We got a whole lot of school supplies, book bags, lunch boxes, full of pens, pencils, erasers, hand sanitizers, all kinds of stuff to give away. Also, we got Big Pete is going to be doing some cooking. I think he's got right much food for the races. We're going to have a little... thing for the races. He's going to fix the, I hope he's still online. I don't know what time, but I know he's going to be cooking on the grill. I probably
hey,
hamburgers,
said,
hot dogs,
sure, make,
chicken, and all
said,
that
make
stuff
sure
for
he
the races.
Somebody said on Facebook to make sure that he has the propane or the gas tank off or closed or something.
I think he's going to have some help.
I know you saw that. I think Kendra said that. Somebody.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a little help cooking, but I wanted to put that out there. I just want to make sure that me and you still were going to dance on the 14th, because I'm looking forward to coming to Capitol.
Yeah, we're going to dance. I got to get that race back.
I don't know if
ain't
you can get it back, but you can damn sure
problem.
Get the race anyway.
Oh, I'm going to get it back. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm looking forward to it. I don't like to lose that way. But, you know, a race is a race and the L is the L. But
I don't like to win that way. I don't like when you blowing the tires off and all that stuff. I don't like that either. But I'd rather win when we both leave and go make the trip. I like it a lot better that way. But, yeah, we're going to give you that race back on the floor. I just want to make sure it's the right good drive. I just want to make sure.
So make sure you go and you got your full-size Porter 3 and your trans brake switch on your steering wheel and your stuff set up in the garage and practice, because the same result on the start line I'm going to do to you. I'm gonna leave
I don't think
you would
do it to me, Rick. I did a little four-car shooter last Friday night, won that. I mean, I've been pretty good on the tree here lately. I've been getting a lot of sleep, getting a lot of rest. I'm going to go to bed here in a few minutes, so I'm going to be ready for Saturday. So we're going to be ready. I think it's going to be – you might see a different outcome next time we go.
Okay.
Well, not a different outcome, probably the same outcome. But
yeah, I think a different outcome, but all right. Well, I appreciate you putting that information out there about the free school supply giveaway for your event. We got a couple more minutes, and we got two more callers on the line, so I'm going to open the line up and let them on. Shit, Sean. Nick, can you get the last two callers we got?
Sure. Zero. The mic is up.
Hello, caller.
Getting a lot of feedback.
What's the number again, Mick?
410-1053. Your mic is open.
410-1053. Your mic is open.
410.
All right. Next caller. 843-2754. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Trick Ricky? How's everything?
What's up, Sean?
Not much, man. Just chilling out. Just chilling out.
Kenny still on this line? Yeah, Kenny there. Kenny, you there?
Hello? Kenny, what's going on?
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm here. I had the phone on mute.
I was getting ready to say, let me find out, Sean. You get on the show and make people run away.
No, I'm still on here. I got a call on my cell phone. That's why I put it on mute. I was talking on the cell phone.
Kenny, can I get my book bag and my pencil?
Sean, I got a special book bag for you. I got one for you.
You got some crayons?
It's got a picture of the back of my car on there. So you can see the back where the parachute looks like and
tail light. That'll be the only way I see it on the picture.
I figured you'd say some shit like that.
Oh, man. So how was the show tonight, Tricky Ricky? I missed it, man. I caught the last little bit of it there.
It's been pretty good. I mean, we had William Brown on to talk about his show at Outer Banks, Pro Stock Joe, Ace D, Sterling, Terry.
Oh, no.
You mean to me,
Ralph,
Sterling?
They were on. Type Man was on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Pete was on to talk about the show at Colonial Beach. I was trying to get the owner of Capitol Raceway on, Don Crane, to talk about the pro mall that's going to be at Capitol tomorrow. Well,
right.
We had Pete and Kenny on to talk about their race Saturday. There's a lot of stuff going on this Saturday.
I'm telling you.
It's been entertaining.
But, yeah, are you coming out on Saturday, or you got something going on? You got 10-5 race one?
I have not heard back from the car owners, and
okay.
I would just be picking my motor up for my car in the morning. The motor's been done, but I had to wait on a water pump and some valve cover gases to come in so he could finish putting my motor plate and all that stuff on the front. So I'm going to try. I work Saturday now, so depending on what time I get finished at work, you know, it may not be feasible for me to ride almost 2 hours down the road before then. So I'll see.
I'll be over there harassing Kenny all day, you know, because he harassed me at Piedmont, so I'm going to return the favor back to him. Harass him at the track. Yeah. So, but Team South is probably leaving out probably tomorrow night or early Saturday morning to come up and support the Horsemen on their first little show then. So, you know, want everybody to come out, support, have a good time, and bet, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, what's the race that you have with them?
Huh?
What's the race that you have with the horse?
Well, Kenny and I are going to do something. I haven't figured out what we're going to do just yet, but I am going to participate in this little four-cross shootout here, and I'll see can I take that money there and do something crazy with it. But I'm trying to get Gene to maybe do something with this little aluminum I'm bringing up the road with me. I'm bringing a small block from Camaro, too, if my man can get his driver lined up right or whatever. I'll bring that. And it's belongs to a friend of mine. But I'm bringing aluminum with a 632 in it. So maybe I can get Gene to do something. Maybe we can get the winner out of Henry P. and Gene. I don't know. I don't know who it might be. But
if you don't leave Gene alone about that race by now, you've been after Gene with that aluminum for the longest time, and Gene ain't bit the bullet yet.
I know, man. I know. So I'm persistent. I'm persistent.
And Gene, I know you listening. We didn't call you once.
Gene, that's my buddy. Gene might try it because he on that day right there. People gonna be getting bored and it'll be all hot and butt and everything.
Hey, Sean. Sean.
Yes, sir.
I think Gene's going to do that on Saturday. We might do entertain that Lumen. I got Gene. Rick, Gene was on here, and he said he couldn't get on the show. I talked to him on my cell phone. He said he couldn't get on the show.
He was on. I mean, well, he was on, and we opened his mic, but he didn't. He never said nothing.
Oh, he might
so
not be on.
At that point,
he's still on
yeah,
the line,
point,
or he's gone?
What's his number?
714 is the first three.
You see that number on there, Mick?
804-7584.
No, sir.
Hey, let me don't go to bed just yet. I'm gonna call you right back. It'll be over in a few minutes.
Oh,
Kenny,
no,
who
stop
are you
lying.
Talking to? Who are you talking to, Kenny?
Okay. Look, now he only want answer. Oh, he's really lying now.
I'm straight now. I was on the cell phone, man. What y'all say? I didn't hear what y'all said.
Yeah, we heard you. Come on, don't go to bed. I'll be over in a little bit.
No, I said I'd call him back.
Keep sweating, call him back. Yeah.
Hey, now, Kenny,
yes, sir, Big Sean.
I promise you, it's not this old big old humongous motor that's in this car. I mean, the car looks retarded without any motor in it, for real.
Well, I think Pete and John were trying to call you today, Sean, to make sure you was going to bring it down there in case something happened to the race with Henry P. If anything happened, we'll back up, and then I guess he would. If y'all are going to definitely bring it, that's going to be great, and then we might. Then we can get something going on with Gene's car. We don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, you know, I don't know. I didn't know why it was coming, but it was coming. So, but you know, I'll bring it on. I've been wide open all day, man. I've been battling with this fool, this little faggot on Grudge Racer. And I ended up threatening this guy's life, man. So I was gonna dispatch some of my little monkeys after his ass, you know what I'm saying? Because he was trying to play little games with me and stuff, and I don't like playing games and stuff. I mean, I'm beyond that, you know, talking that old bullshit. So I had to get myself together. I had to readjust, man, because, you know, you can't be going around threatening people's lives. And I'd be serious about that shit. You know, I'd be playing. But anyway, thanks to some good friends and to cut some more of them, they helped me readjust, gave me a little reality. I'm like, come on, man, it ain't that serious. So what we did was he deleted his little post first, and then I deleted mine. But, you know, I was thinking about that. I said, you know, a lot of the shit that goes on Grudge Racer, cats take the shit to heart. And it might not even be none of their damn business, but they take it all to heart and everything. So that's why I had to get myself together before I called the show. Because, you know, I'd be in the mood like I want to choke the shit out of somebody, man. I can't go through doing like that. You know, I got to be on my best behavior. We got little kids out there watching me somewhere.
That's right.
Let me ask this question, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a repetitive thing here. So, I'm gonna say this because it's been told to me more than once. Why keep indulging in that?
You're right. But I'm one of those type people. I hate to be challenged. You know what I'm saying? Because really and truly, I cut the fool. Shooting shit about a little Grudge Race, whatever like that. But I'm one of them cats that'll give you the skin on my back. You know what I'm saying? But you get some of these little punks out here that let the smooth taste fool you. And, you know, and I just don't deal in that. But you're correct on that. You know, you're really correct on that. That's what my brother tells me all the time. Like, you know, don't even indulge in it. Don't even entertain it. It's not that serious. But sometimes my fuse is, like, really, really short, really short. And
you gotta learn how to flip it.
I'll be wanting to flip it, all right.
No, not that way. I'm saying, you know, what you reading and what somebody's saying is, you know, you take it in, you know, you flip it. It's like reverse psychology, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You start throwing them antagonizing questions and statements and comments back to them in a joking fashion. So it then went from them trying to get under your skin. So you now getting under your skin. That's basically all I've been doing to Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe can't stand me, yet that man ain't never seen me. You see what I'm saying? So if he was a racer that actually drove a car, I got it beat already because I'm already in his mind.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So he negates that heat because he don't drive. Actually, he don't own shit. He ain't a part of nothing. But, you know, he riding his brother's coattail. But, I mean, that's here nor there. And
he's a nut mite.
But that's basically all you got to do. Yeah, it's a nut mite.
I'm nut mite.
Woo!
He's John, they got to talk trash like I did in Piedmont.
Huh?
I said they got to talk trash like I did in Piedmont.
Oh, my God, no. Lord, no. Please don't. You'd have been so embarrassed. You'd have been so ashamed of Kenny.
Now, what you did with your car, that was the day you supposed to run Troublemaker, right?
Yeah, when I came to click Punk Out.
You said you came to collect the Punk Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess since you wasn't racing, you know, Kenny cut the food in.
Yeah, me and Sean had a pretty good time in Piedmont.
Oh, my God. I feel like I was a cool friend, babysitter, a nanny.
Oh man, that's dang good.
I know. If he pulls
you cut
this
up like that,
I'm gonna lock him in the trailer.
You gonna lock him in the trailer?
I'm gonna lock him in the trailer. Yeah, and get John the key.
Oh, John gonna let him out.
Hey, Kenny.
That's gonna be an all day back and forth thing right there. You lock him up, John let him out. You lock him up again, John let him back out.
But after a while,
he
can't throw it, so nobody can get the drill.
What
do
you say, Sean?
Look, hey, we might be bringing up the small block I was saying about me and John was talking about maybe. I didn't know if the race with John and whoever he was going to run was going to pan out. So a friend of mine got a little small block from around. He was trying to get his driver to line, get in line, but his driver was talking about some old cool shit or something. So he was thinking about letting his daughter drive. He's supposed to call me tomorrow to confirm whether or not he was going to try to tell me. He won't go
there. Oh, no, don't you do that, man.
What is?
You going to bring a car in at a girl drive to beat John?
No, I ain't know about all that, man.
Yeah, John said something about that you were bringing another car. Another car coming up. Yeah, I think we're going to have a really good day on Saturday. It's going to be exciting grudge racing. That's hopefully we make a good day out of it. I'm looking forward to locking up with that Prime and Camaro.
Which one?
I know, both of them.
Oh. Yeah, Short Dog was on the phone earlier, so I heard on what was that? I heard some guy on where that he and Purple Rain, I think they're gonna get it on. I think that it was off for 1 minute, but now it's back on. I think, is that true?
I haven't talked to Pete, but from what all our post talk said, it was on.
Okay. Because Short Dog said that if nobody don't run him, he's gonna give me the break before the night's over. So I got to save all my classes and my motor just for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll definitely be entertaining there too.
Yes, Lord.
And you got to save all the passes in the motor?
Yeah, I got to save all of them. All right, it's got a few more in it. You should feel sorry for me. I had to put my little motor in. You should want to give me a break. Give me the break to the back tire or something like you said. Kenny, you there?
I'm here. I didn't hear what you said. I thought you were talking to Rick.
Oh. No, I'm talking to you. I said you should want to give me a spot because I had to put my little motor in because, you know, I hurt the big motor, so I had to put the little one in.
Well, I think you had your chance at the spot in Red Springs. That spot's all at the window now. Ain't no spotting. You're going up. I should be the one getting the spot.
Hey, one of y'all going to be spotting after this race. And I ain't talking about no tree.
yeah, it's definitely gonna be interesting. I can see that.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Huh?
I'm not a heavy bleeder.
Hey, and that would mean you be spotting this.
Hey, he might be spotting.
Hey, look, now y'all forgot about Pete now. Y'all have got Pete all up to one. Y'all know Pete's in this shootout too now, y'all. You liable to draw him. You got, and that's gonna be. You gonna be wrestling a bear?
Hey, my buddy Joe said he ain't worried about Pete.
Joe did say that. He said that in Piedmont. He damn sure said that in Piedmont.
He said little motor, big motor, whatever motor he got in his car, he ain't worried about Pete.
Pete said he's coming and he's gonna have that stare. He said he's gonna have that stare. He said you watch him. He allow to jump out the truck with the race suit on and helmet. Better.
Because that only works in my
group. Yeah, so what you saying? He coming to the racetrack with his race suit already on, helmet and everything?
Yes, sir. Pete is psyched. He is ready. He is loaded. Pete said he'd allow me to have a spatula in one hand with the race suit on, helmet, ready to go anytime they're going to start the shootout. I'm ready to jump in the car and rock.
I got to take pictures of that. Put it all over.
He's ready. He's excited. He said he hopes he draws you the first time, the first round, Sean.
I'm gonna say
I do.
Pete ain't been in the car and God knows how long he gonna double clutch on the trans brake button.
Alright, yeah, watch it out. Pete's gonna be ready now. He's going to be testing somewhere tomorrow. I don't know where they're testing that. They're going somewhere. They might go to North Carolina where they're going. They're going to do some secret stuff, and they're coming back loaded for Saturday morning.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Kenny, who else from Virginia wants to race? Who is that? Who else is from Virginia that wants to race? Who else?
What do you mean, like, to run you down there?
Yeah, I ain't
gonna
be. Got to defend their home turf.
Oh yeah, I got to. Everybody's scared of you. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what they're scared of.
I need
to see him. I'm pretty sure Short Dog will entertain that race, and I can't speak for nobody else, you know, because but we do. Pendle had a shootout, we will all get something on at night. If we don't get something on Saturday night, we will get something on in Arlington on the 29th at your race. We're gonna do hey. Something. We're gonna do something. If I got some money left, we're gonna do something.
You got Bruce. You got the girl. He wanted to come down and get you so bad.
Do what now?
You got the girl crying, man. He wanted to come so bad. He wanted some of everybody in the shootout.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure Earl wanted everybody. Is he gonna be ready for the 29th? Is he ain't gonna be ready for the first?
Yeah, he said he was gonna try his best to be ready.
Hey, Rick. Rick. On is Rick. Do we lose Rick?
Oh my God!
I think we lost Rick.
All right, hold on a second. I'll try to get him back on the phone.
Sean Gowen hosts the show.
I think it's Kendra Lewis.
But Sean, I think we can set something up with that Loom and Jeans call for Saturday.
Okay.
I think we lost over there. What the hell happened?
Sean got cut off?
No, you got. We couldn't get in touch with you, Rick. Hey, look, is Pete still on the phone? Is 804-0433 still on the phone, or is he gone?
Is that still there, Nick? Probably.
804-0433. Your mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead,
Pete. That Rick was talking about you not being in a car. I told you you're ready, loaded for action and ready for Saturday.
Man, you know, all Rick got to do is stop talking and grab the lane. I'll show him what I can do.
I told you he was excited. He's coming to the track with the race suit on, helmet, pants, and ready for action. Early.
I'm gonna put it on tomorrow. I ain't taking it off. I'm gonna sleep in it and get up the next morning and go to the track. I'm gonna be already ready.
Yeah. Boy, you better not do that.
every time I go to the tree, I'm gonna think about Rick and watch what happens.
Hey Pete, is the race for Short Dog and Purple Rain back on, or what's the status?
Supposed to be on, Sean. Supposed to be on.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome. Hey, Pete, make sure I ain't telling no lie. Tell them about the food. Did I lie about the food? What are we doing with the food? I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah, we got the grill for the racers to come in and support us and everything. And we got some food going to be cooked up, and our guys can come on over and grab each other something to eat and everything and have a good old time.
Hey, Kenny, hold on, Pete. I got a special request from Kenny. Kenny, I heard that you might be getting some special fish.
Oh yeah, I always get some special fish. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, are you sharing? Or are you being selfish or what?
Sean, if I get a big enough piece, you can have a piece of it. Not a problem.
A little tiny piece. That's what I want.
No, I'll give you half of it. No problem. I think we have plenty of food. You just make sure you bring some of that some sweet tea. Bring some good sweet tea from South Carolina now.
What's the difference between South Carolina sweet tea and what's
called? Probably not much. You gotta at least you bring something from South Carolina. Come bring something.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
But you know, this thing could be good. It's interesting because we got two Virginia calls, two North Carolina calls. So what if me and Kenny draw each other and Sean and Dave draw each other? That's gonna be interesting, ain't it?
Well, yeah, you touched on that a little bit, and you said that would put the rest. That you know, nobody in the camp can draw on nobody else. But I guess we will have to see as fans, you know, what happens.
Well, one thing I can tell you is a pretty healthy fight. It's a pretty healthy fight, and I don't think nobody's gonna lay down. So it's gonna be a good race to the finish.
Yeah, let me pull it up. Huh?
It would be interesting. Pete, me and you draw each other, and then Sean and Joe have to draw each other, and the both of them have to run, and that would be pretty interesting.
I'm not racing. I quit.
Well, you quit already?
Yeah.
Well, you just save some of them all them bottles you bringing from South Carolina. I may need one.
Hey, Sean.
Right.
If I draw Kenneth, the only way he's going to leave first, he's going to have to go rig. I'm going triple low on the tree.
Hey,
look. Hey, last time we ran, he did, so I wouldn't put it past him.
Because you went red?
No,
nah, he went double O. He went double O, and I was asleep like I went
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. Message erase. You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 202.